Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹早上好。
Let us turn to Romans 5.
让我们一起翻开罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5.
罗马书第五章一到五节。
Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督与神相和。
Through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we exult in hope of the glory of God.
我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站立的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance.
不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难胜耐。
And perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope.
忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
First Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章。
1 Corinthians 3, verses 21 to 23.
灵前三章二十一到二十三节。
So then, let no one boast in men, for all things belong to you, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the world or life or death, or things present or things to come, all things belong to you.
所以无论谁都不可拿人夸口，因为万有全是你们的。或保罗，或亚波罗，或基法，或世界，或生，或死，或现今的事，或将来的事，全是你们的。
And you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God.
并且你们是属基督的，基督又是属神的。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Verses 38 to 39.
三十八到三十九节。
Romans 8:38, For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers.
因为我深信，无论是生，是死，是生，是天使，是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事。
Nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us.From the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里的。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再一些祷告。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that you bring us together this morning to praise you.
天父，谢谢你召聚我们在这里来赞美你。
That as we praise you and as we study your word,We ask that you would give us light.
当我们在这里赞美，在这里读你话的时候，求你赐我们光。
That in our hearts we would all know this blessed assurance that Jesus is ours.
所以我们心都能明白这一个有福的确据，实在是属乎我们的。
That for all those who don't know you well yet, for all those who have not known you yet.
对那些对你了解不深的，还不认识你的。
We ask that today we could make Jesus our story and our song.
但愿我们的主耶稣基督能够成为他们的故事，他们的诗歌。
So we ask that your Holy Spirit would be with us.
愿你的圣灵与我们同在。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
In 1979, around 50 American diplomats and staff were taken hostage from the U.S. Embassy.In the Iranian capital.
在一九七九年，大约有五十位这个美国的这些外交人员，他们被 人质 抓起来在那个伊朗的地方。
And they were kept separately apart from each other, so to prevent the U.S. military from attempting rescue missions, finding them all in one place.
而他们被分在不同的地方，为着这个，他们可以防止就是美国的军队去那里援救他们。
And they were subjected to psychological and physical harm, not knowing what the next day will bring, not knowing if out there in the world someone cared for them.
他们在那里受到了精神和身体上的各种各样的逼迫，因为不知道他们是不是会被解救出来，明天又是如何。
And they stayed like this for 444 days.
他们这样子处在这样的光景里面，一直持续了440天。
Then one day they were taken to the airport and placed on a plane.
有一天，他们终于被带到了一个机场上面，放在一个飞机上面。
And then they landed eventually in West Germany, where they were greeted by President Carter, Vice President Mondale, and their family members.
所以最终他们到了在。西部在德国的一个地方，因为那个时候是被卡特的总统和德国的蒙代尔总统相同意的地方。
And when they saw the smiling face of Carter and the smiling face of their family members, they know that they were safe. They were finally destined to go home.
当他们看见卡特总统的笑脸的时候，他们总算觉得里面心安，因为他们已经完全在平安的地方。
But imagine just a day earlier.When they were waiting at the Iranian airport on the runway, not knowing what's going to come next.
我们假设在前一天，当他们还在伊朗的这个飞机场，在那个就是等着那个跑道要起飞的地方，他们里面还不知道将要发生什么。
They were supposedly free, but they've gotten a lot of empty promises and threats and all that beforehand.
他们应该是可以得着自由，但是曾经他们得着很多的空的这些应许。
So several people mentioned afterwards in interviews that that hour waiting on the runway was the most nerve-wracking of their whole life.
所以当以后他们有几个人接受记者采访的时候，他们说到这个光景是非常让他们在那里心焦的。
But once they left Iranian airspace and they saw the smiling face of Carter,They knew they were sure that they were finally free.
所以当他们离开伊朗的那个上空，最后他们看见卡特总统的笑容的时候，他们最后确定他们已经得着安全。
So today's passage that we're looking at is very similar, that we're talking about the assurance of salvation.
今天我们要看一个非常相类似的一个题目，就是说到我们要得着的这个救恩的那个确据。
We were similarly released from a captivity.
我们同样也是被从一个捆绑当中被拯救出来。
But there might still be some uncertainty in our hearts.
但在我们心中也许还有一些疑惑。
So God arranged it that it be so that we would know the assurance of salvation, that we would know that we were truly saved.
神在这里要让我们看见他所做成的实在是有这样的确据。
So for the context of this passage, so far in Romans, Paul has been describing the good news, the gospel.
我们看到这个信息的上下文，我们知道在这个之前，保罗已经提到我们曾经都是一个罪人。
All people are guilty as unrighteous sinners.
我们都是没有公义的罪人。
Unable to meet God's righteous requirement.
不能达到神公义的要求。
However, God loved us and sent His Son to meet that righteous requirement.
然而神爱我们，差遣他自己的儿子来到我们地上。
Died on the cross to take the penalty of sin on our behalf.
为着我们代替我们的罪来死在十字架上。
That as a result of believing in Jesus, that we have salvation and are justified, which means declared righteous.
所以借着我们的相信，我们就得着这样子的公义，我们也被称为义的。
As a result, last times we've seen in chapter 4,
所以我们上次在第四章看见的
that Paul was proving that God has never changed in how he deals with people.
神从来没有改变他向着人的这个方法。
Paul was using the Old Testament example of Abraham.
保罗在这里用了旧约的亚伯拉罕的例子
to demonstrate that we are justified by faith and not by works.
让我们看见我们称义是因着信。
Other world religions try to use good works to meet God's righteous requirement.
其他的宗教是说要靠着行为来达到这个公义的要求。
But we cannot reach that standard, only Jesus can.
我们不能达到这个公义的要求，唯独主耶稣可以。
And thus, Abraham became the father of faith.
所以亚伯拉罕就成为这个信心之父。
He discovered that spiritual principle, which is, then he believed in the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness.
他明白了这个属灵的原则，就是亚伯拉罕信神，神就称他为义。
So we receive the righteousness of God by faith alone.
所以我们得着这个称义的地位，是因着我们单单的信靠他。
Not only that,Not only did Abraham believe that God was the God of salvation, Abraham also believed that God was the God of resurrection.
我们知道亚伯拉罕不单单信神是这位公义的神，而且他得着这个救恩，而且他相信这位神是叫死人复活的神。
He knew his own body, his old body was as good as dead, and there is no chance in bearing a son.
他当时知道他的身体如同已死，没有能力可以再生育后代。
So in hope against hope, he believed God who specializes in doing the impossible.
所以在无可指望的时候，因信他仍有指望，他相信神能成就不可能的事。
Therefore, salvation for us is also this ultimate thing, because it is impossible with man, yet possible with God.
所以这个救恩实在也是这样子一个不可能的事，因为在人不能，但是神却能做成。
So starting in this passage in Romans 5, Paul starts with the word therefore to show what happens after salvation, after justification.
所以在这里第五章开始，我们看见这个所以，这个所以就让我们看见当我们因信称义以后会发生什么。
Now that we are already been justified,Now that we've been accepted in Christ, what is the assurance of our salvation?
现在我们已经因信称义，我们已经得救了，接下来我们能做什么？
Because God is a God of assurance as well.
我们知道神是一个有确据的神。
And that's demonstrated again and again in Old Testament and New Testament.
这个是在旧约和新约一次再一次的被证实的。
Just for a quick example, Noah and his family went through the waters of judgment in the ark.
有一个快速的例子，就是说到挪亚和他的全家能够免去这个洪水之灾。
And as an assurance that the land would not be flooded again, there was the assurance, the sign of a rainbow.
所以当时神用这个彩虹的这个记号来作为一个确据，告诉挪亚，告诉世上的人，再没有洪水来灭地。
Likewise, in the New Testament,
在新约同样的。
Christ is the ark that brought us through the waters of judgment.
主耶稣也是带着我们经过这个水。
He was raised from the dead on the third day.
他在死后三天以后复活。
As assurance to his followers that he has resurrected from the dead,
对他的跟随的相信他的人，这个确据就是他从死里复活。
He appeared at different times and in many ways over a span of 40 days.
在四十天之久，他向了许多人显现。
He appeared to women at the tomb, Peter, James, two disciples on the way to Emmaus.
他向着在坟墓边上的这些妇人们显现，也向着彼得约翰还有两个去以马忤斯的这个门徒显现。
All 11 disciples together in various different combinations and more than 500 people at once.
还有他向着这个十一个门徒在一起的时候显现，还有就是很多的不同的时候他向着500多个门徒显现。
He ate fish before their eyes.
他在他们眼前吃鱼。
Asked them to touch that his body is a physical resurrected body and not a ghost.
他让他们来触摸他那个复活以后的那个身体，不是单单一个鬼魂的灵。
And Christ could have resurrected, ascended on high, and just hoping that the disciples remembered that he foretold his resurrection.
所以不是说他 复活了以后直接就升天，而是他在这里显现给他的门徒们看他确实是复活了。
But he wanted to provide certain assurance.
他就是为了要让他们知道有这样的确据。
And how about for us today? In our day, how does God provide us assurance?
那今天我们怎样能够得着神给我们的确据呢？
In this passage, there are three results of salvation that brings assurance of salvation.
在今天我们要讲的信息里面，我们看见这有三个确据，就是因着我们得救以后得着的。
The first one is the assurance of peace with God, which is in verses 1 to the first part of 2.
我们在第一节和第二节的上半，我们看见了这个确据，就是与神相好的确据。
The second is the assurance of hope of the glory of God, and that's the second part of verse 2.
第二个确据就是说到我们对神荣耀的盼望，有这样的确据是在第二节的下半。
And then the third assurance is that of hope in tribulation from verses 3 to 5.
第三个确据就是在患难中我们有这个盼望，这是在第三到第五节中。
So let's start with the first one, verses 1 to the first part of 2, about peace with God as the first assurance of salvation.
我们先来看第一个确据，就是在第一节和第二节上半的说到与神和好的这个确据。
We want to ask ourselves, how does peace with God provide assurance? Why do you need assurance?
我们要来看这个与神和好是如何带来确据，那为什么我们又需要这样的确据？
So verse 1 starts by saying, therefore having been justified by faith, past tense.
在这里我们看见了所以我们因信称义，这个因信称义是已经发生的过去式。
Meaning God has already done salvation work, so we have peace with God.
这里说到神已经完成了这个救赎的工作，所以我们跟神之间可以和好。
Peace with God is here the first assurance of salvation.
这个与神和好是第一个确据。
When humans sinned, heaven and earth were separated, walled off, hostile to each other.
所以当人犯罪以后，天跟地就分开，甚至被隔绝，那神跟人之间就是为敌的。
Guarding the Garden of Eden were flaming swords that turned in every direction.
守护伊甸园的是四面转动发着火焰的剑。
There was therefore no way for an unholy people to come before a holy God.
所以对于不公义的人是绝对没有办法来到公义的神面前。
And that's why Jesus Christ became a propitiation, which means he turns away the wrath of God.
所以主耶稣来到地上成为这个挽回祭，意思是说他就是把这个神的愤怒除去。
He was the acceptable sacrifice.
他是那个为着我们的代替。
And since there is now no more hostility between God and man, there is now peace with God.
所以人跟神之间就再没有这样子的为仇，而是我们可以与神为好和好。
Notice that this is peace with God, not peace of God.
请注意在这里是与神和好，而不是说神的平安。
Peace of God, very important, isThat God gives us peace when we are facing trials, when our hearts are scared or worried.
这个神的平安也很重要，说到的是当我们在那里遇到试炼，或者我们心中担忧的时候，神把平安赐给我们。
But this passage says peace with God, because Christ's death on the cross puts us in a right relationship with God.
在这里我们看见是说与神和好，因为神，主耶稣在十字架上死了。为着我们的罪已经受了刑罚，所以我们跟神之间可以和好。
Peace with God is a needed assurance because it's something that we all yearn desperately for.
与神和好实在也需要这样子的确据，因为我们实在里面那样子的渴慕与神和好。
But we cannot achieve it on our own.
但是我们靠我们自己，我们确实达不到。
In general, in a sinful world, peace with anyone is hard to come by.
通常我们知道在这个现在的世界，罪恶的世界，实在很难达到这样子的平安。
It's not normal because forgiveness is difficult and rare and not normal.
实在是一点都不常见，在这里我们看见这个彼此饶恕是那样的难得。
That sin naturally breaks away peace.
这个罪常常就是把这个和好的光景给破坏掉。
And so true forgiveness is a foreign concept.
这个真实的这样的饶恕实在是很陌生的概念。
Since a person can say something the wrong way, even though it's a little thing that they've said, and that can easily be misunderstood and people be offended.
有的时候就是简单的这几句话，很小的事情，它确实能够造成人跟人之间很大的这样的隔阂，甚至这个关系非常的紧张。
A little thing can lead to years of broken friendships, strained relationships.
甚至是多年的这样子的友谊的断绝。
And some of them will never heal again.
甚至永远都不能再恢复。
Now, think of God's forgiveness and mercy.
我们想神他的怜悯和他的饶恕。
It is ultimately against God whom we sinned.
我们的犯罪最终是得罪神的。
And the Bible describes God's mercy in different pictures to show the breadth of the forgiveness of God.
我们在圣经里头看到有很多的地方看到神是怎样来饶恕我们的罪。
To show how peace with him is real.
我们与神相合是这样的真实。
Just some examples listed out. He has blotted out our sins and passed them over.
就像我们看见说到涂抹了我们的罪，越过我们的罪。
He has covered them, not remembered them.
他把它遮盖起来，不再纪念。
Wash them away white as snow.
把它洗净如雪那么白。
Turned his back against them.
转身背后不再看他。
To plunge the sins in the depths of the sea.
把这个罪投入深海。
Remove them as far as the east is from the west.
把它们拆开，就像东和西那样子的移开。
It shows how God's forgiveness is not like human forgiveness. It is so complete.
我们在这里看到神的宽恕是这样子的完整，不是人的那种宽恕。
That is a true reconciliation.
是一个真实的这样子的和好。
When you are saved, all the guilt and fear of judgment melted away, and it's like a cloudless sky after a storm.
所有当你得救的时候，所有的罪我们里面的内疚都通通的被除去，就像雨后那个蓝色的那个平静的天空一样。
And if peace is the first sign of assurance, then we can ask the question, why do we need assurance of salvation in the first place?
我们知道平安是和好的第一个确据，那我们接下来要问一下，为什么我们需要这样的确据呢？
Why does this enter the line of thought of Paul at this point?
我们来想一想保罗他的思维的那个路线。
And the reason is because God's salvation is so great.
因为神的救恩是如此的伟大。
Because it was so great, then we need assurance about it.
正因为是这样子的大，这样的震撼，所以我们需要确据。
If salvation were not that big a deal, we do not want or need assurance.
若是救恩不是那么大的话，我们其实不需要这样的确据。
Your friend helps you buy a coffee for 99 cents.
假如你的朋友为你买了一杯咖啡，只值99分。
And you give him a dollar bill.
你给他一块钱的。
He promises you, I will give you back a penny tomorrow.
他在那里应许说，我明天还你这一分钱。
In this case, we really don't want...or need assurance.
在这样的情形下面，我们实在不需要，也不要这样的确据。
Him giving you the money tomorrow might even be a hassle.
他明天把这个钱还给你，甚至可能是一种麻烦。
We just say, that sounds good, give me the penny whenever.
你会说，这可以，没事，什么时候都行。
However, if you're applying to a job and the company called you about the job offer,
也许你在那里要找工作，那个应聘的公司在那里要打电话找你。
And if it's a really good offer, you would want to say, "May I have that in writing?"
若是这个实在是一个很好的一个就是应聘那个招
We want to see the document that lists out all the benefits that comes with it.
所以你会要求说我能不能看一下这个合同，让我看一下这个看起来实在是非常好的一个。
We want assurance for something that is too good to be true.
所以我们需要确据，好让我们知道这个实在不是太好了，好像不是真实的一样。
Now if we remember the justification of God,
让我们再来看神他称我们为义。
That how you were condemned to eternal separation from him, and now declared righteous through union with Christ.
曾经我们是被永远的定罪与神分开，但现在我们被称义了。
Then we know that it's not on God's end that he needs assurance.
这个不是在神的这一边他需要确据。
He does not need to remember what he's done.
他不需要被提醒他所做的。
We were the ones reconciled to him, not him to us.
是我们与他和好，而不是神与我们。
The issue is on our end.
这个问题是出在我们这里。
We are the ones that are weak, doubtful, and forgetful.
我们是常常软弱的，我们在那里有疑惑的，甚至会遗忘的。
We have trauma from having been condemned to death for so long, having been accused by Satan for so long.
因为我们曾经受撒旦的控告，而且我们在那里被定罪那么久，所以我们里面有创伤。
That they accumulated this deep sense of shame and distrust.
所以在我们里面深深的有这样的羞耻和不信任。
It's like an abused animal if he sees an extended arm.
好像就是一个被虐待的动物，他看见有一个伸出来的手掌。
He thinks that that's a threat of beating rather than an invitation to embrace.
他会觉得这是一个要打他的一个恐惧。然而这个也许这个是一个要拥抱他的。
And that's why we need assurance that the justification is final, complete, and secure.
所以我们需要这样的确据，知道这样子的这个称义是这样的，最终的是一个完全的，是安全的。
We want to see it in writing. We want to know all the benefits.
所以我们需要他这个把它写下来，而且让我们知道所有的益处。
So if we see here, verse 2 says, through Christ,Also, we have obtained our introduction by faith into the grace in which we stand.
所以我们在第二节看见，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站立的恩典中。
Christ did not only secure us peace.
基督不单单把这个和好给我们。
But secured this introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand.
而且他确实的把这样子的恩典引我们进入这个所站的恩典中。
We should break this down. The word introduction means bringing to.
这个引领这个字其实是一个动词，告诉我们这是一个带我们到这个面前。
Christ is someone that brings us over to. He is the introducer.
在这里我们看到主耶稣基督他是这样子的一个引领者。
You're invited to a friends, family gathering.
你被邀请去参加你朋友的一个家庭聚会。
Everyone there already knows each other and are happily chatting and laughing.
每一个人在那里，他们都彼此认识，他们在那里高兴的在那里聊天。
And you're standing by the door pretending to look at your phone.
你站在门口，好像在那里装作你在那里看你的手机。
So your friend comes over and introduces you to the warmth of that family.
你的朋友过来帮你介绍给他的家庭的成员，让你感觉里面的温暖。
Christ is this introducer who welcomes us into the household.
所以基督就是这样子的一个引领者，让我们来到这个神的家中。
That now we have a right standing before God.
现在我们有一个对的地位在神的面前。
And our position is now as accepted family members.
我们在神的面前，我们的地位是一个被悦纳的、接受的这个家庭的成员。
Our prior standing was that of condemned sinners.
过去我们是一个被定罪的罪人。
But once you're introduced to God, we just don't want to stop at knowing that we have right standing before Him.
所以当你被介绍来到神面前以后，你不愿意仅仅是认识神的这个救恩。
That Jesus introduced us so that we can have a right relationship with God.
所以当主耶稣介绍我们来到神面前以后，我们跟他有个对的关系。
In our example, it's as if you've been introduced to your friend's family members, his parents, his siblings, and you just learn their names.
在这里我们看到那个例子里面说到，你来到这个家庭的聚会，你的朋友、他的家人、他的弟兄、兄弟姐妹，你知道他们的名字 ，Yeah.
And you stop at that head knowledge. You do not get to know them further as people.
你只有头脑里面的知识，但是对他们却不那么了解。
So this introduction by faith, we want to know God not just head knowledge, what's his name, but know him as a person, have a relationship.
所以因着信我们被介绍到神的面前，我们不单单要有这个头脑对他的认识，我们更是需要跟他有这样的关系。
It says introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand. Here, grace means favor.
在这里让我们看见他引领我们来到这个恩典的里面，这个恩典就是说到对我们有益处的。
That Christians have favor now in the sight of God.
因为我们作为基督徒在神的面前是有这样子的好处。
By Jesus' blood, we entered into the holiest.
因着主耶稣的宝血，我们可以进入至圣所。
So you may feel that you are a worthless sinner that does not deserve to be in God's presence.
你可能觉得我只是一个罪人，我实在不配神这样子主耶稣的救恩。
If so, we want to remind ourselves of this verse that we have already made, so Jesus has already made for us this introduction.
所以我们得要记住这一节圣经，这一个经节告诉我们主耶稣已经介绍我们，引领我们到了这个恩典里面。
This introduction acceptance is not because of any of our good.
这个介绍，这个引领并不是因着我们自己的好处。
Remember last time at the end of Romans 4, we already said that Jesus was raised because of our justification.
我们上次读到的在四章的最后这句话说到主耶稣他的复活。
That means that Christ's death was accepted by God, and hence he was raised.
说到他的复活是为着我们称义。
And because he was raised, we now have a standing of favor in him.
因着他复活，我们在神的面前有这样子一个有益处的这样的关系。
So we are already accepted and have favor.
我们已经被接纳，而且我们已经得着了这样的好处。
Then this part goes to the and we exult in hope of the glory of God.
这个接下来我们看见后面的那一部分，就是我们欢欢喜喜的在那里盼望神的荣耀。
Now that there's right standing,then we could come to this second assurance of salvation, which is hope of the glory of God.
所以我们现在有这个好的这个地位，接下来我们看到的就是第二个确据，我们盼望神的荣耀。
Verses 2 and 3 has this word exult or boast.
在这个地方我们看见有这个字，就是夸口或者是说欢欢喜喜。
Paul enjoys using this word boast, and we should too if used in the right way.
保罗在这里用这个夸口这个字，其实我们也需要常常来使用在对的地方。
When Paul sees something that's excellent, that's really good, he's like a connoisseur. He wants to boast about it, rejoice about it, tell other people about it.
当保罗看见这个实在是那样子的优秀，他会在那里高高兴兴地介绍给别人，他会在那里夸口。
Before Paul knew the Lord, he would boast in his own achievements, in his own pedigree.
当他在信主之前，他在那里为着他所得到的这些成就，他在那里夸口。
But after knowing the Lord, he says in Philippians that he counted all these past achievements as loss.
在腓立比书，我们看见当他信主以后，他把过去以为有益的当作有损的。
For the surpassing value of knowing Christ.
为着要认识主耶稣基督为他的至宝。
So Paul boasts in what Christ has done to him in the past.
保罗过去他曾经在那里夸耀他所得到的成就。
Here in Romans 5, 2 and 3, he also boasts in the future.
在这边罗马书的五章二节说到他为着将来这个盼望，他还在那里高高兴兴的夸口。
What God will accomplish in Paul.
为着神要在保罗要成就的。
Which is the hope of the glory of God.
就是神荣耀的夸耀。
Having hope in the glory of God means that we will share the same destiny as Christ.
说到我们有神荣耀的盼望的时候，我们说到我们和主是同样的一个命运。
Whereby when the Lord appears, we will be like him, and even being glorified in our physical bodies.
说到主回来的时候，我们就要像他，而且我们要与他一同得荣耀。
Back in ancient times, a king might raise and take a child who is not their own biological son.
在古时、一个国王他可以领养一个不是他亲生的儿子。
Then his steward would have to educate the son in all types of fields of learning and also how to operate the country.
那管家就会在那里教导各种各样的知识，并且教导他这个 国家是应该如何运营的。
So one day when fully trained and mature, there's an adoption ceremony.
当那一天他的训练完成了，而且他也成熟了，就会有一个、这样的仪式。
The king publicly announces that this son is his own.
所以他会在公众宣告说这个儿子是属他的。
And the son can receive the inheritance and reign in the kingdom.
这个儿子那个时候他就可以得着他的产业，而且可以在国中掌权。
Where everything that belongs to the king belongs to the son.
所有这个国王所有的都成为这个儿子所有的。
So two passages, for example, John 16:15, Jesus says, "All things that the Father has are mine."
在约翰福音的十六章，说到主耶稣他说，所有我父的都是我的。
Therefore, I said that he takes of mine and will disclose it to you.
所以他在这里说，我得着的我也最后要给你们。
So Jesus knows the privilege of sonship.
所以我们的主知道这个儿子名分的这个特权。
And on our side, in 1 Corinthians 3:21-23, which we've read at the beginning.
在我们这一边，我们一开始读过的哥林多前书的三章二十一到二十三节。
Remember, Paul says, "For all things belong to you."
保罗在这里说，所有的万有全是你们的。
He lists various apostles or the world.Or life, or death, or things present, or things to come, all things belong to you.
所以他在这里列举了说，保罗、亚波罗、基法，世界是生是死，是现在的事，是将来的事，万有全是你们的。
And you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God.
而你们是属基督的，基督又是属神的。
This is profound and staggering.
这个实在是这样的深刻，而且是震撼。
It means that everything in the universe now.In the past, and everything we will face is all for the glory of Christ.
所以这个实在让我们看见现在宇宙中的一切，或者是将来要面临的一切，都是为了基督的荣耀。
And by extension, it then means that it's for the glory of you.
这个我们再引申一点的话，会说这个是为着你的荣耀。
It's almost as God is weaving together all types of circumstances.
所以我们看见神在那里操作，好像叫万事相互效力。
So that every detail works together for our highest good.
所有的细节都在那里工作，为的是要让我们得着最高的益处。
Consider every little detail about your life, where you're living.
让我们在那里思想我们现在所处的每一个的环境。
What's your job or school?
你的学校，你的工作。
Who are in your family? Who are in your church family?
谁是你的家庭成员，或者在教会，谁又是你的弟兄姐妹？
Your physical traits, your personality.
你的体格如何？你的性格如何？
They're all customized.
这些都是定做的。
Not only that, also interactions that we don't even think about, interactions between angels and angels, angels with demons.
不仅仅是这些，那另外的我们可能不一定意识到的，就是或者说到这个魔鬼或者是天使。
Circumstances on the world stage.
或者世界上发生的一些事情。
That everything that is or that we face is for us.
所有这些事情发生的和我们在面对的都是为着我们。
It would all lead to the glorification of the saints together and God's purpose to be fulfilled in Christ.
都是为着以后他的圣徒们得着荣耀。
That's why we can exult in the hope of the glory of God.
所以我们可以欢欢喜喜的在那里盼望神的荣耀。
Not only do we exult in the hope of the glory of God as the second assurance,
我们不仅说这个欢欢喜喜的盼望神的荣耀为第二个确据。
Now the third assurance is hope in tribulation.
第三个确据是说在患难中仍然有盼望。
This one though has to be gained over time.
这个的这个确据实在是要慢慢的来进入的。
This is a hope that has to be learned through life circumstances and trials.
这个盼望确实是要经过很多的试炼，很多的这个不同的光景。
In the 17th century, there was a Madame Guyon.
在十七世纪的时候，盖恩夫人。
She was imprisoned by the King of France for developing a relationship with God that went beyond what the Catholic Church allowed.
她被法国的国王关在监狱里面，因为她与神之间的关系已经超过了天主教所能允许的。
And when put in dungeon, she says that there are many days with sighs and tears.
所以当她在地牢里的时候，她说有许多的日子是充满了眼泪和叹息。
But she says that there is only one person who can reach her.
她说只有一个人能够接近她。
That although the prison wall is 12 feet thick,
虽然这个监狱的那个墙有十二英尺那样厚
that this person can pass through the bars and stone to be with her.
那这个人呢可以穿越过这样子的石墙和铁栏来到他的边上。
She wrote that this Jesus makes my dungeon's darkness bright and fills my bosom with delight.
说到这位耶稣能够使他里面的黑暗成为光明，而且让他里面充满了喜乐。
So as we consider verses 3 to 5, think about what circumstances are you currently in that would correspond to those bars and stone.
我们在这里思想我们现在经历的这些环境或处境哪一些是跟这个石墙或者铁栏杆是相似的。
Do we feel hard pressed? Do we feel bottled up?
是否你也觉得这个压力高压或者是那个捆绑你的这个压力。
Because here Paul says he exults or he boasts in our tribulations.
在这里保罗说是在这样的患难中也能欢欢喜喜。
We normally try to avoid tribulations, but we don't find a way to boast about them.
我们一般来说都是尽量要避免这样子的患难，我们很难找到一个方法来这样子的欢喜。
We don't boast saying, I have wonderful news.
我不会说啊，我有一个很好的一个消息。
That I have a tough time with my relative.
我跟我的亲戚有个非常不好的关系。
Or son-in-law.
或者是我的女婿。
That is our emotions that are saddened by faith. It is our emotions that are saddened by the trials.
这是说到我们的那个魂里的情感被这些觉得沮丧。
So our emotions will not be doing the boasting.
所以我的那个情感很难在那里欢喜。
However, our spirits will be doing the boasting.
但是我里面的灵却是在那里欢喜。
It seems here that Paul's spirit is excited about the trial and thus it can boast.
所以我们看见保罗好像是在灵里头有这样的喜乐，所以他可以在那里夸口。
And why is that? It's because the Spirit knows how beneficial tribulations are.
因为我们的灵，圣灵知道这个患难将要带给我们怎样的益处。
That's why it says in verse 3, we exult in our tribulations knowing that.
所以在这第三节我们看见我们就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜，因为我们知道。
Because if you know the outcome of the tribulations, then you can exult and boast.
因为我们知道这个患难要带来的结果，所以我们可以欢欢喜喜在那里夸耀。
So let's look at verses 3 to 5, where there's a chain of events to bring us to that final goal, in which then you can rejoice of the outcome of your tribulation.
所以我们在这里看3到5节，这边好像是有一连串的这个事情发生，最后让我们能够达到这样子的目的。
First it says, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance.
第一个是说到患难生忍耐。
Perseverance or endurance / patience.
这边忍耐说到的就是有耐心，能够忍耐。
Here is because trials bring perseverance when we come to a situation that you cannot immediately get out of.
在那个患难当中，我们遇到的这样的光景是我们自己没有办法来解决的。
It's beyond our ability to resolve. You just can't get out of it by yourself.
我们不能靠着我们自己的力量来解决这样的难处。
And since you can't get out of it instantly, you learn perseverance.
所以因着我们不能马上从这个里头出来，所以我们慢慢学了这个忍耐。
And because you have to wait on the Lord, then we can learn patience.
因着这是神的办法，神的做工，所以我们必须等候神。
And then this perseverance brings about proven character or proof.
这个忍耐最后要让我们能够得着这个老练。
A trial would reveal one's character.
这是一种试炼，在那里让我们来看见这个是否老练。
Usually in a good time, we don't think about God, we don't rely upon God.
平时好的顺境的时候，我们不会来思想神，不会来依靠神。
However, going through the trial proves that you can rely on God and proves how reliable God is.
所以当着这个患难，我们最后得着的这个老练，让我们看见依靠神是何等的强大。
And as a result, proven character brings about hope.
而这个老练最后要生盼望。
When trials prove God's faithfulness and His love,
在这里看见患难最后能够来看见主的爱。
Then hope arises in our hearts.
这个盼望在我们心中被得着。
Because we know that as we go through each trial, as we go through each battle, that the eventual victory would be assured.
所以当我们经过这一件一件的这样的患难以后，我们知道最终的胜利。
It's like in...
最终我们要得着这个最终的胜利。
It's like in World War II when the U.S. and Allied powers were fighting their way across the Pacific.
我们看见在第二次世界大战的时候，这个美国和他的盟国在那里在太平洋战场。
That each island, that each country that were regained and freed pointed to the eventual victory.
所以每一个岛屿的解放和得着都是最终指向最后的胜利。
Or as you, if you order something online, each time you get a notification that's going from a farther state to a closer state.
或者你在网上在那里订一样的东西，完了你在那里看，它一步一步的来到这个最终的目的地。
That the certainty that the package will one day come gets more and more assured.
所以这个。他最终会到达这个目的地的这个确据是越来越明显的。
And so your hope in your heart rises and rises.
所以你里面的盼望是一点一点的增加。
So if you look at this list, the list begins and ends with hope.
所以在这里我们看见从这个盼望开始也是在盼望结束。
That hope gives birth to more hope.
这个盼望在那里生出更多的盼望。
So that is why Paul can exult.Rejoice and boast in his tribulations.
所以在这里我们看见保罗他可以在这样的患难中欢欢喜喜的忍耐盼望。
That tribulation is an opportunity to get more hope.
因为这样的患难是这样子得着盼望的机会。
And because before your trial, your hope was shaky, but after the trial, your hope is more solid.
在患难之前，你那样的盼望是动摇的，但是等到盼望结束以后。患难结束以后，这个盼望是这样的稳固的。
And so you can see your hope building and building.
所以你看见你的盼望是一点一点在那里被建造起来。
Thus leading to verse 5 that says, hope does not disappoint, or in other translations, hope does not put us to shame.
所以在这里我们看到第五节就说盼望不至于羞耻。换句话说，盼望不会让我们失望。
Your trials and tribulations are not in vain.
你所经历的这些患难是不会让你最后白费的。
If you're the clay that surrendered to that potter, you will not be disappointed in what you'll be shaped into.
当你作为这一块泥土，你愿意把自己降服在这个泥匠的手里、工匠的手里的话，最后你不会失望他做成的那个。
One day with a glimpse at the glory of God in eternity, you know that it was all worth it, not in vain.
有一天你想象有一天要成就的这个荣耀，你觉得这一切都是值得的。
That's why we exult in our tribulations, and hope does not disappoint.
所以在这里我们看见，我们盼望不至于羞耻。
So how is assurance provided to us? By what means?
那在这里我们再来看这个盼望这个确据是怎样给我们的呢
Verse 5 says that the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us
在第五节在这里说是借着我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里
The Spirit that was given to us pours forth the love of God pours forth, he does not hold back
所赐给我们的圣灵是将神的爱浇灌给我们那个圣灵他不是在那里把这个这个爱在那里不让 不放出来
The Holy Spirit was given to us ever since we believed in the Lord
所以这个圣灵是赐给我们当我们信主的那一天
Just a note to other places 1 Corinthians 2:12 similar thought says Now we have received not the spirit of the worldBut the Spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God.
所以在哥林多前书的二章十二节说到，我们所领受的不是世上的灵，而是出于神的灵，叫我们可以知道神开恩赐给我们的事情。
Later in Romans 8:16, as well, the Spirit himself testifies with us.
在罗马书八章十六十七节说到，圣灵亲自与我们的心同作见证。
That we are children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
And the Holy Spirit is God Himself dwelling in our hearts.
这圣灵就是神自己住在我们的心中。
So it is God Himself giving us assurance.
是神自己把这个确据赐给我们。
Because the Holy Spirit now lives in us, then we can experience the love of God.
因着圣灵住在我们里面，所以我们能够经历神的爱。
But let's hold off speaking about the love of God until next time, because that is the main point from verses 6 through 11.
我们下一次再来看这个神他的爱，那个是在以后的六到十一节。
But the main point to think about now is that the Holy Spirit has already been given to us to give us assurance.
我们今天要说的重点是圣灵已经赐给我们把神的确据赐给我们
So now let's come to some concluding thoughts of application
我们再来 结束以前我们来看一些应用
If we're honest to ourselves let's think about where do you normally turn for assurance
我们来思想一下我们常常是怎样来得着确据的呢
We sometimes want to find a quick answer so we turn to our friends or the internet
有的时候我们就想要一个很快的一个答案所以我们就去问我们的朋友或者是上网去查
We ask an older brother
我们问一个年长的弟兄
Why does God allow this or that in my life?
为什么神允许这件事或者那件事发生在我的生活中
Or how come when I first believed I had joy but now I don't have joy anymore Does that mean I'm not saved?
为什么我刚信主的时候里面有喜乐但现在没有了是不是我没有真的信呢
That we try to find a plausible answer that just satisfies our mind or just satisfies our emotions
我们想要得着一个看起来是合理的这样子的一个答案好叫我里面得着满足
And then case is closed
这样子的话呢你就好像这件事情就过去了
And we do not even think about assurance from God
我们不会去思想从神那里来的确据
But we don't want just shallow answers
我们不能只仅仅的得着这样的一个浅显的答案
We have been saying that he wants to give us a deep assurance in our hearts through the inner working of the Holy Spirit
我们神要把更深的这样的确据借着圣灵在我们里面的工作来让我们得着
And that's whom we'll listen to
这个就是我们需要在这里听的
And just as a side commentTo answer the first question or the second question about are we still saved if we don't feel God as joy anymore?
我们就再来思考这个第二个问题当我在这里没有感觉是否我已经真的重生得救了
And the answer is of course once you're saved you're always saved
这边说到的答案是确定的因为你一次得救就永远得救
Depending on what God has done not depending on how you feel
不是因着你自己的感觉而是神已经做成
Okay, back to our main points We're considering the questions for application
我们再回到主题我们想到这个应用的这一方面
For the peace of God We want to ask ourselves Do we know this peace with God in daily life?
与神相合这件事情我们是否每天都在经历我们与神是和好的
As those who have been justified, do we know that there's no condemnation now from God's judgment?
因着我们已经被神称为义，我们再不受永远的这样的定罪。
That's peace with God.
这个是与神和好。
Second, if we have access to God, can we boldly, do we go boldly approach him?
第二个是因着我们与神的关系对了以后，我们与神之间就有一个可以达到的通径路径。
If Jesus' death secured us the right standing, secured us this introduction, this access.
因为有这个对的这个地位，所以我们可以来到神的面前。
Do I have this daily fellowship in full assurance of faith?
我是否与神有每一天这样子的交通，在这样的确据的里面
？We ask ourselves, how is my relationship with God?
我们要问我跟神的关系是什么
？And third is the assurance of hope, hope in glory and hope in trials.
第三个确据就说到我们有这样盼望，这个盼望。得神的荣耀也是在患难中有这样的盼望。
Do we know the destiny and purpose of our life? The why and not just the how.
So 我们要知道为什么我的这个命运的终点是这样子，生命的意义是这样子，而不是只是一个怎样。
Do we look to the future with hope, assured that all things work together for our good?
当我们在那里看着将来要得着的这样子的一个盼望，我们就知道所有的万事都相互效力。
So that God's eternal purpose will be accomplished in His Son to the exact very detail.
那神永远的旨意就要在他的神的儿子里面这样子实现，而是照着他所计划的。
If we can't answer yes to these questions, we don't have to worry.
我们若是不明白这些答案，我们也不用担忧。
Because some of us were saved when we were pretty young, like me.
有的人得救是在年轻的时候，就像我一样。
That when we were younger, we were saved and we knew that the Spirit lived within us.
当我那时候信主的时候，我知道圣灵住在我里面。
We may have one or two assurances, but maybe we don't have, let's say, the assurance of hope in tribulation.
我可能有前面的一和二的确据，但是第三个在患难中的盼望，我可能没有。
But as we grow and we go through different things in elementary school or middle school,
当我慢慢长大，经过了这个小学中学
，then the assurance of hope will become more real.
这个有盼望的确据变得越来越真实。
Then as trials arise, the Holy Spirit within us naturally pour forth God's peace and hope and love.
所以当患难来的时候，圣灵在我们里面。他自然而然地把神的爱放在我们里面，让我们知道有这个爱，有那个信心和盼望。
So as we come to know God's assurance, we grow in confidence and conviction.
所以我们来到神的这个确据面前，我们更加有这样的信心和那个确信。
So we can conclude to say that we have learned to say, along with Paul, I am convinced.
所以我们可以跟保罗同样在这里宣告。我有这样的确信。
We can start to say that I boast.
我也可以说我在这里要夸口。
So let's end with what Paul boasts and is convinced of.
我们在这里结束，来看一下保罗他是怎样在这里在那里夸口。
By reading the final verses of Romans 8, which is 38 and 39.
最后我们来读罗马书的八章的38到39节。
For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers.
因为我深信无论是生是死是深是天使是掌权的
Nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
是现今的事，是将来的事，是有能的，是高处的，低处的。或是别的受造之物都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝，这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里。
Amen.
Amen.